A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're considering the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, chapter number 27, and we're reading from verse 62 to verse 66. The scripture says, "Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch." The Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the practice of his word in our lives, in Jesus' precious name. Let's consider for our discussion this morning, overcoming the sepulchre. There are actually 4 things that Jesus overcame and which we must also overcome in life and in destiny to fulfill your destiny, to fulfill purpose, to be the best that God has destined you to be. We have to overcome, like Jesus, these 4 things. They are S, 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 and S. Number 1, Jesus overcame the sepulchre. Number 2, he overcame, he resurrected despite the stone. Number 3, he rose despite the soldiers, and then despite the seal. The sepulchre, the stone, the seal, and the soldiers. Let's take a look at the sepulchre, overcoming the sepulchre. The grave, the sepulchre or the grave, is anything that houses or that keeps the destiny of a man, that hides the destiny of this man from patronage, that hides the business. Any life in the sepulchre, any life in the grave is hidden from patronage, is hidden from anything good. If a life is in the grave, nothing good comes to that life. Nothing good comes out of that life. He is in the grave. He is dead. Any destiny or business in the grave is abandoned. You abandon what is in the grave. When you bury a thing, you don't go and exhume it again. There is nobody who has buried his dead out of his sight that goes to exhume the dead again to look at the face or weep over the dead. Anything that is buried, that is in the sepulchre, is abandoned. Anything in the sepulchre is forgotten. Could that not explain why you appear forgotten? It appears that you have been forgotten in life. Nobody remembers you. There are people you have helped, you have assisted, but they have all left and abandoned you. You are not remembered by them. You have done some great things, some good things, which are no longer remembered. Your organization no longer remembers the good things that you have done. Mordecai did good unto the king Ahasuerus. He exposed those who were plotting the death, the assassination of the king. Yet, Mordecai was forgotten. That is a picture of a destiny in the sepulchre. A destiny in the grave is finished. His case is closed and he is totally forgotten and abandoned. Closed cases. Is your case closed? Does it appear that your matter is closed? As the doctors said to you that, sorry, madam, you cannot have babies anymore. Sorry, sir, you will not be able to father a child. They have given you a verdict of a closed case. They have put your destiny, the possibility of your fruitfulness, of fathering a child or becoming a mother, they have put it in the sepulchre. They have said it is over. This case is over. But Jesus overcame the grave. He overcame the sepulchre. And he has given to you the victory also over the grave, the victory over the sepulchre. So the first thing Jesus overcame was the sepulchre. He became triumphant over the sepulchre where his body was interred. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Remember Lazarus. Lazarus died and he was buried, interred, kept and hidden, tucked away in the sepulchre. But Jesus came and called him out of that grave, called his destiny, called his life out of that sepulchre. You have the God-given grace and ability and power by reason of the resurrection of Christ to call out your own destiny out of the grave. If your business is in the grave, that business cannot know any patronage. It will know only struggles and no success, no profit of any kind for a business, for a life, for a destiny that is in the sepulchre. There can be no fruitfulness again. It is now dead, forgotten, abandoned, and the case is closed. My prayer for you is that your closed cases will be divinely opened by the power of Christ's resurrection in the name of Jesus. In the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, and in verse number 12, God spoke to the prophet and said, "Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel." That is a promise of resurrection for you. God said, "I will open your graves." So if your destiny has been hidden or kept in the grave, God said, "I will open your graves and I will bring that destiny out. I will open the grave. I will bring your business out. I will open the grave. I will bring out your entire marital destiny." The reason why no suitor is coming is because you are in the grave. But the Lord is saying, "I will open your grave and I will bring you out of that grave of rejection. And I will cause men to notice you. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. I will bring you into the land of your desire, the land of marriage, glorious marriage. I will bring you out of the grave of redundancy, the grave of stagnation. I will bring you into the land of promotion and productivity. I will bring you into the land of advancement and progress." That is the promise of God. "I will open your graves. I will give you victory over the sepulchre." So Jesus became triumphant over the grave. He conquered the power of the sepulchre and he has bequeathed the same power to you. Power to overcome the grave, power to overcome the sepulchre. Jesus overcame the sepulchre. He came out of the sepulchre triumphantly on the third day. The enemy did not expect him to rise again, but he rose triumphantly. Those who are not expecting you to come out of that sepulchre, to come out of the grave, will be disappointed because God has promised, "I will open your graves." And Jesus rose from the dead, the first begotten from the dead, to show us that the road to resurrection is open. The gate of resurrection is opened and the power of resurrection is now made available. So you are coming out of that grave because Jesus overcame the grave. You conquered the sepulchre. You are overcoming the grave. You are coming out and you are overcoming the sepulchre in the name of Jesus. Overcoming the sepulchre. You have overcome. Your destiny is out of the grave. That grave is not your portion. It is not your place. You are out of that grave. Your life is out. Your business is out. Your destiny is out. Your family is out of that sepulchre in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare, "By the power of Christ's resurrection, I overcome the power of the grave and of the sepulchre in the name of Jesus. I overcome the sepulchre. I break the power of the grave over my life, over my destiny." Begin to break the power of the grave now over your life and over your destiny. Break the power of the grave over your family, over your marriage, over your children. Break the power of the grave over your business, over your ministry, over your calling, over your career. I break the power of the grave. I break the power of the sepulchre in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My destiny is out of the grave in the name of Jesus. By the resurrection power, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I come out of that grave in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and begin to call out your destiny from the grave. Call out your womb, your fruitfulness. Call it out of the grave. Call your promotion out of the sepulcher. Call your health out of the sepulcher. Call your well-being, your prosperity out of the sepulcher. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I call my destiny out of the sepulcher, out of the grave. Just like Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave. I call my business, come out of the grave now. My health, I command and I call you, come out of that grave in the name of Jesus. My well-being, come out of the grave. My prosperity, come out of the grave in the name of Jesus. I call my destiny, I call my business, I call my family, my children, come out of the grave. I call you out of the grave. I call my fruitfulness out of the grave in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, according to your word, open my graves, bring me out of the grave, and bring me into my promise in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, bring me out of the grave, open my grave, bring me out of the grave, and bring me into my promises, bring me into my prepared place in the name of Jesus. Bring me into fruitfulness, bring me to promotion, open the grave and bring me out, bring me into sound health, bring me into prosperity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I call your life, your destiny, your family, your children, your marriage, your business out of the grave of life, out of the sepulcher. I release to you the power of God by the power of Christ's resurrection to overcome the power of the sepulcher, the power of the grave in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, your grave is opened now. Come out of that grave, and I call your destiny out of the grave. I call your promotion out of the grave. I call your children, your marriage, your fruitfulness out of the grave. I call your prosperity, your employment out of the grave. Come out of that grave now. Enter into your prepared place by the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m. The School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:30, the worship service commences. It promises to be great, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at number 75 Oshola Street, Oyemekun, Ogba, Lagos. And time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Abdulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.